Now, clashes have once again erupted between Egyptian police and students at Cairo's Al-Azhar University. Egyptian security forces fired tear gas to disperse students protesting in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The protesters managed to take their march outside the university campus and blocked a main road as they chanted against the military that ousted Morsi in July. The protesters were seen throwing rocks at security forces and a number of students were arrested. There are no immediate reports on casualties. Clashes also erupted on Sunday when students tried to move their protest out of the campus. Karim Gamal Eddin is our correspondent in Cairo. Let's get the updates from him. So, Karim, what else can you tell us about this latest wave of protests we're hearing? Have there been any news about casualties and about those who've been arrested?
Yes, Homa. Tense calm prevails now in the vicinity of Al-Azhar University campus, which has witnessed heavy clashes between the Central Security Forces and the Al-Azhar students who have been protesting for the past 2 weeks on an almost daily basis to refuse the protest the return of the or the start of the new academic year before the reinstatement of Egypt's deposed president, Mohamed Morsi. One of the buildings inside the university was set ablaze, but we don't know who exactly was behind this fire, but there were clashes between the Central Security Forces and the students. These students were unarmed and they were holding slogans and they were holding banners with the pictures of Mohamed Morsi and also the banners of Rabah. On the other hand, the Central Security Forces was meeting these protests with a disproportionate amount of violence and intense rounds of tear gas. And dozens of these students have been arrested. And according to eyewitnesses, at least one student has been injured as a result of live ammunition, which is believed to have been fired from the side of the Central Security Forces, who have been using tear gas firing this tear gas literally inside the university campus at the protesters who have claimed their peacefulness and that they are not willing to cause any chaos or cause any violence. The reason of their protest is to voice their rejection to the coup which has ousted Mohamed Morsi on July 3rd. And also the students and the angry students, Homa, have vowed to continue with what they deem as necessary national resistance till the downfall of the coup that ousted Mohamed Morsi on July 3rd.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Karim Gamal Eddin, correspondent with us there live from Cairo. And Karim will be giving us, of course, more updates about further protests by the students from Cairo. Karim, thanks.